Street. John's team Saskatchewan picked up two more medals at the 2025 Canada Summer Games in St. John's on Wednesday. Regina's Lila Stewart hit the podium for the second time in as many days, putting up a score of 264.00 points to finish third in the women's 3-meter springboard. Stewart had won gold in the artistic diving event on Tuesday. Saskatchewan also picked up another medal in track and field, as Saskatoon's Logan Koch had a total of 6,259 points to finish third in the men's decathlon. Team Sask now has 10 medals in the games, including 2 gold, 3 silver and 5 bronze to sit in 7th place on the medal table. Read below for a rundown of how Saskatchewan did at the Canada Summer Games on Wednesday. Artistic swimming. Saskatoon's Jolie Friesen and Sienna Kucherin had 239.042 points in their preliminary round technical routine and are in 4th place heading into Thursday's free routine. Regina's Bronte Cockwell and Kewan Middlecoop had 217.533 points and sit in 8th place. Athletics. Men's 200 meters. Saskatoon's Williams Ogunubi, 21.98, and Giovanni Powell, 21.57, advanced to the consolation heat on Saturday. Women's 200 meters. Dilkey's Haley Woodhouse, 23.72, and Saskatoon's Grace Igbiki, 23.81, advanced to the medal heat. Special Olympics men's 200 meters. Assiniboia's Braden Giraudier, 23.67, won his preliminary heat and advances to the medal heat. Assiniboia's Kyle Giraudier, 25.92, advances to the consolation heat. Paraambulatory men's 400 meters. Saskatoon's Brendan Coate Williamson had the top score of 749 points in the preliminary round and will be a medal favorite in the medal heat on Saturday. Women's wheelchair 400 meters. Grayson's Ava Delaney advances to the medal heat on Saturday. Men's 800 meters. Saskatoon's Michael Hussey, 1 minute 52 seconds and 13 milliseconds, had the second best time in the preliminary heat to advance to the medal heat. Regina's Ben Gates, 1 minute 53 seconds and 92 milliseconds, also advances to the medal heat. Women's 800 meters. Lumsden's Jenna Conrad, 2 minutes 10 seconds and 38 milliseconds, and Saskatoon's Nasa Woods, 2 minutes 13 seconds and 24 milliseconds. Both advance to the medal heat. Men's 110 meters hurdles. Lloydminster's Liam Oster, 14.92, advances to the medal heat. Saskatoon's Chiagu Demande, 15.04, advances to the consolation heat. Women's 100 meters hurdles. Saskatoon's Timmy Adeluba, 14.08, and Selena Kiofsky, 14.16, both advance to the medal heat. Men's 3,000 meters steeplechase, Regina's Udonia's Downs, 9 minutes 39 seconds and 4 milliseconds, and Alec Teichler, 9 minutes 39 seconds and 51 milliseconds, finish in 10th and 11th place in the medal heat. Women's 3,000 meters steeplechase, Delisle's Erin Kilo, 11 minutes 13 seconds and 11 milliseconds, finishes in 9th and Regina's Eve Aulet, 12 minutes 14 seconds and 28 milliseconds, 14th in the medal heat. Men's 4x400 meters relay. Saskatchewan, 3 minutes 17 seconds and 38 milliseconds, finished 3rd in the preliminary round and advanced to the medal heat. Women's 4x400 meters relay. Saskatchewan, 3 minutes 47 seconds and 48 milliseconds, had the top time in the preliminary round and advanced to the medal heat. Men's high jump. Hepburn's Corbin Unruh, 1.93 meters, is in a group of 10 who finished tied for first in the preliminary round and advanced to the medal group. Saskatoon's Logan Schmidt, 1.90 meters, just missed advancing. Women's high jump. Saskatoon's Chelsea Ells, 1.63 meters, and Jocelyn Hansen, 1.60 meters, both advanced to the medal group. Men's long jump. Saskatoon's Michael Tetreault, 6.80 meters, and Drew Sundberg, 6.17 meters, Both advance to the medal group. Men's hammer throw, Estevan's Parker Lavoie, 41.13 meters, finishes 12th and Saskatoon's Christian Francis, 39.30 meters, finishes 13th in the medal group. Women's shot put, Nipawin's Kira Comfort, 12.40 meters, and Big River's Jessamy Sundby, 10.85 meters, both advance to the medal group. Para women's shot put, Gerald's Claire Norick, 234 points, finishes 6th in the medal group. Men's decathlon, Saskatoon's Logan Koch, 6,259 points, finishes in 3rd place and wins the bronze medal. Saskatoon's Josh Tam, 5,654 points, finishes 5th. Women's baseball, Saskatchewan continued their dominant start and improved to 3-0 in Pool B with a 22-0 over Prince Edward Island and 12-1 victory over New Brunswick. Against PEI, Team Sask scored 13 runs in the first inning, and that was pretty much it in the 4-inning Mercy Rule win. Saskatoon's Paisley McCarg went 3-for-3 with 3 runs and 4 runs batted in, while Saskatoon's McKenna Dobrowolski had a pair of hits, 3 runs and 5 RBI. Saskatoon's Ava Hill also knocked in 4, Saskatoon's Peyton Lenius and Brenna Birdsall scored 3 runs apiece. Lenius went the distance on the mound, giving up 2 hits and striking out 3. Against New Brunswick, Saskatchewan scored 4 runs in the second and another 4 in the fourth for an 8-0 lead, and they'd again invoke the mercy rule with 3 runs in the sixth. Hill was 2-for-3 with 3 runs scored, Martinsville's Andy Marshall 2-for-4 with 3 RBI. Marshall started and allowed a single run and struck out 8 over 5 and 2/3, Arcola's Kendall Grimes finished things off. Saskatchewan faces Nova Scotia in their final round-robin game Thursday. Men's lacrosse, Team Sask improved to 3-0 in round-robin action after defeating Manitoba 5-3 and getting past New Brunswick 7-3. Manitoba took a 1-0 lead out of the first period in Saskatchewan's first game of the day, but 3 straight goals in the second period would give Sask the lead for good. Prince Albert's Chase Lenner scored twice for Team Sask, Saskatoon's James Mahussier had a goal and 2 assists. Saskatoon's Easton Luoma and Ryder LaRossi scored their other goals. Saskatchewan led 2-0 after the first against New Brunswick and 5-2 through 2. Lenner and Moose Jaw's Cashton Smith each had 2 goals and an assist, Carnduff's Caleb Crossman picked up a goal and 3 assists. Mahussier and Saskatoon's Cale Kurtz had their other markers. Saskatchewan's final round-robin game is against winless Newfoundland on Thursday. Mountain bike, men's cross-country, Regina's Isaac McMurray finished in 19th place. Diving, men's 1-meter springboard, Saskatoon's Cash Tarasov scored 240.50 points in the final to finish in 4th place, 2 points out of bronze. Regina's Freddie Moffat, 223.75 points, finished 7th, Saskatoon's Casey Spilchik, 186.60, finished 16th. Women's 3-meters springboard, Regina's Lila Stewart scored 264.00 points to finish in 3rd place and claim the bronze medal. Regina's Issa Koop, 210.40, finished 9th, Regina's Finley Sharp, 209.25, finished 10th, Black Point's Anika Park, 187.80, did not advance to the final. Golf, men's individual, Saskatoon's Ethan Hunter shot a second round 75 and is in 3rd place with a 149 total. Saskatoon's Ryan Mosier shot 77 for the second straight day and is 11th. Women's individual, Saskatoon's Grace Odnokon shot 86 and is 11th with a 167 total. Regina's Taylor Perry shot 89 and is 17th with a 183 total. Mixed team, Saskatchewan's 161 second round has them in 6th place, 4 shots back of Nova Scotia. Women's soccer, Saskatchewan lost a heartbreaker 2-1 to Newfoundland and will finish in third place in Group D. Saskatoon's Kala Zimmer gave Team Sask a 1-0 lead only 4 minutes into the contest, but Millie Janes would score on a penalty kick for Newfoundland in the 17th minute and then score the game winner in the 77th minute. Saskatchewan will now face the third-place team in Pool A, Ontario, PEI or Manitoba, in their first qualification game on Saturday. Men's softball. Saskatchewan put together a 2-1 record on the first day of round-robin competition, defeating Alberta 13-5, falling 7-6 to Quebec and downing Manitoba 14-0. Against Alberta, Saskatchewan had all their production in the late innings, scoring 7 in the 5th and adding 6 more in the 6th. Saskatoon's Owen Nash led the offense, going 3-for-3 with 2 runs and 2 RBI. Saskatoon's Brett Slusser and Rain Ray also had 2 runs and 2 RBI each. Saskatoon's Gage Epp started in the circle and allowed 2 unearned runs on 1 hit over 4 innings. Delisle's Jordan Durham picked up the win, allowing 3 runs, 2 earned, in the 5th and 6th. Against Quebec, Saskatchewan scored a pair of runs in the 6th to tie the game 6-6, but Quebec would score 1 in the 7th and hold on for the win. Regina's Kian Poitras had a huge game at the plate, going 2-for-3 with a pair of home runs, 2 runs and 5 RBI. Ross Thurn's Jack Hercook allowed 3 unearned runs on 3 hits in 4, Epp took the loss. Against Manitoba, a 12-run first inning was pretty much all she wrote as Sask cruised to the win. Durham tossed a 4-inning one-hitter, striking out 6 to earn the win. Davidson's Hunter Whiteman was 3-for-3 with a home run, double and 3 RBI. Lac La Ronge's Sage Roberts also knocked in 3. Saskatchewan returns to action against Nova Scotia and Newfoundland on Thursday. Men's volleyball. Team Sask took a 20-25, 25-14, 25-22, 25-18 victory over BC to improve to 2-0 in Pool A. They take on Quebec in their final round-robin game on Thursday to determine first place in their pool. Women's volleyball. Saskatchewan picked up their second sweep in as many games, defeating New Brunswick 26-24, 25-15, 25-16 to improve to 2-0 in Pool A. They also have a first-place showdown to close out the round-robin when they face Manitoba on Thursday. Wrestling. Men's team. Saskatchewan opened with a commanding 42-11 win over New Brunswick but dropped a 30-17 decision to Quebec in their second duel. Sask faces PEI, Ontario and Yukon to close out the round-robin on Thursday. Women's team. Team Sask couldn't have asked for a much better start, rolling past Newfoundland 54-0 and then downing Nova Scotia 50-5. They next face Yukon and Manitoba on Thursday and finished off the preliminary round against BC on Friday.